Marlis, listen, I...
Yes?
I know you may not have had this in mind when you invited me over.
For more than 40 years, Keeler's A Prairie Home Companion has been entertaining radio listeners from a make-believe hometown in Minnesota called Lake Wobegon.
Well, it's been a quiet week in Lake Wobegon, my hometown, up there on the edge of the prairie.
The program attracts 4 million listeners each week. It airs on 700 public radio stations, including WBFO on Sundays. Just before kicking off his summer tour, Keeler announced plans to retire. But it has been something he's mentioned in the past. In 2011, in an interview with AARP, Keeler spoke about retiring by 2013. That never happened. We spoke with Keeler by phone this week, confirming he will be leaving the show.
You've officially announced you are retiring?
That's true, yes. Yes, it's to every person eventually, and so at last it's come to me, a sort of retirement, yeah.
So I guess some are questioning, is it for real this time?
What do you mean this time, Eileen?
Well, I know in the past there was some word that you were retiring a few years back.
Didn't know there was confusion about that. I never had any thought of retiring until this spring, and it just sort of came to me that it was time to lead a different sort of a life. Millions of other people have come to this conclusion in their own lives, and now it's come to me.
Keeler turned 73 on August 7th. He explains that he lives by a complicated broadcast schedule that has taken hold of a large piece of his life, leading to his decision. Keeler has selected musician Chris Thiele to lead Prairie Home in September of 2016 as the new host and return the program to the way it started off as a music radio show. Thiele is 34 years old, but has been working with the show since he was 15.
Why was he selected?
Because he's a brilliant musician with Nickel Creek and with the Punch Brothers, and because he's fabulous talent. And more than that, he has a powerful enthusiasm for radio. He was my first choice. I think the best course for the show is to go back to what it was at the beginning. It was a music show, a live musical variety show. And out of that variety, the show can develop its own comedy, it can develop its own storytelling, whatever else people want. But I think music is the basis of it.
Keeler tells WBFO the most challenging in conducting his work is logistical. Keeler's America the Beautiful 30-city tour is now being called his farewell tour. Then, in September, he begins his final radio season with A Prairie Home Companion.
Well, I'm going to enjoy every single week of it. I will become a writer again. That was my original intention, was to simply be a writer.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.
That's the news from Lake Wobegon, where all the women are strong, all the men are good looking.